for that, and perhaps I'm reading it wrong.
I don't think we need to have a concept hearing on situations like this. Because, right. I mean, we know what the concept is.
Right.
And if somebody wants to transfer one, they need...
Why this wasn't on the...
Agenda.
Agenda rather than a concept is my question, I guess.
But, I understand.
But I'm not really trying to...
Well, because of that, though, proper notice was not sent out.
Sent out to anybody. Right.
Well, they wouldn't get that anyway, unless it goes through concepts and goes through the mailings process
true.
And everything.
True. And on that, it's basically saying that it doesn't have to do that, again, if I'm reading it right.
I believe you are. I'm just uncomfortable doing it without letting everybody air their...
I understand that completely.
So if in the future we have more of these come forward that's been approved in the last year, two or three, you want me to give them the option of coming through just to transfer it in the public hearing? I mean, we could do that. This is the first one that's come through.
Send the notice out.
Mm-hmm. Send the notices out.
And the appropriate
and then the first meeting they'd come to would be the public hearing for transfer of the permit.
Yeah. I mean, I think
if the plan's the same.
Yeah, I think that's proper. I don't think they need to come to the concept again. Mm-hmm. It's been that recent. At least for a year.
However you guys want me to do it, that's how we'll...
I just think it'd be good to streamline it for the transfers.
Correct.
We don't really have a good way to agree to it
I understand.
Without going through the public hearing part.
This is another...
You have to, your application hasn't had the signature of the owner of record.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't see that.
And unfortunately, this is not the case here.
Well, it won't be
the only way that can be circumvented is somebody be acting as a representative for these people, but it still has to be signed by the owner of record.
I only see Jerry Mottinger's name.
It's on here. Jerry signed it. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
is the owner
of record
out there?
The buyer.
Yeah,
yes.
Jerry,
the not the buyer.
The owner of record's here, but not the buyer that is asking for the permit.
No, we're dealing with the owner of record.
Right, that's Jerry Mottinger.
And the owner of record's asking us to transfer it
to a specific individual.
Don't have that authority.
May I ask a question now?
Sure.
Because I'm getting confused now. Just simply based on what you just said. Because the contract for purchase of the property is contingent on being able to get this certificate to continue the nightly rental usage, the owner to be, soon to be, hopefully, isn't in a position. He wants this property. He's been waiting for a long time to get to this position. But my point with that is that he's not going to be in a position to sign anything to present to you until after he's closed and the contract is contingent on the nightly rental. So that's
and we've done this.
Mr. Mottinger is giving permission.
Months ago or a month ago, we've done these before without the property
specific.
And we don't need his.
Thank you.
As long as we have Mr. Mottinger's on there.
Okay.
So being concept, my interpretation would be we do not need a motion. That
not in a concept.
In a concept. So, ma'am, we'll unfortunately have to come back April 9th.
I respect your decision, and I'll see you next month.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Yep, and so in the future, if I get these, then I'll get a hold of the chairman and see if this is how he wants me to bring it through, and if so.
We need to advertise it and bring it up at public hearing.
And then we can
skip the concept part.
Right. Okay.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Do we want to stipulate a time like within the past year?
That's what I was going to ask you, if there's a time frame.
It's the same thing as like Bradner Coors house over there.
That was the second
one. We approved it. The people that bought the house brought it through next month, and we approved that.
Yeah.
And if we're consistent, that's what we'll do.
Does everybody agree that a year is probably as far out as it should go? Do you guys feel more like 6 months? I mean, how the hell is it?
Far out of it.
When we can just do it instead of going through the concept part. Yeah, Scott's wanting to know what time.
I don't think we
have that authority.
I think we should do some discussion on that. Perhaps even seek the counsel of our illustrious attorney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We've got the final one. 1811. Proposed office and shop facilities, 6733 State Highway 76.
This is Mr. Britton and
hello.
Representative Brad on Britton. The applicant's requesting approval of Division 3 permit to build the office and operate the Taney County Regional Sewer District on the 6.18 acre parcel located at 6733 East State Highway 76, Kirbyville. I think most of you were on the board when the gas company came through. That's this parcel. This is VV Highway, the church. Kind of zoomed out here. State Highway K. Does everybody know where we are and comfortable with the location? This is the church. This is actually cemetery. This is the gas company. There's some different pictometry views. So. And our regional sewer district administrator's here. Do you have any questions for him?
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Anything you would like to add?
Sewer district's been looking for a piece of property to build an office and shop for quite some time. And so we've proposing to purchase this from Mr. Britton, who's here tonight, and just to build an office and shop. We won't be treating any wastewater or anything, just an office and shop location for staff and equipment repair, equipment storage, things like that.
Good.
Well, if they hadn't seceded from the union, they wouldn't even have to ask for
permission. How soon do you project this to be built?
I don't know. Probably get started on a shop this year and follow up with an office location later.
Any other questions? Comments? April 9th. We'll see you here. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And your patience, waiting to be last on the agenda. Scott, is there anything additional?
Nope, not that I have.
Commission? Hearing none.
When do you think we ought to talk about these nightly rental switches?
As far as the time frame?
Yeah.
February.
You're talking about a time frame as if we're gonna let them transfer one and how long?
How recent?
I think maybe Scott might ask the attorney if he sees any problem with it and get back to us for the next meeting. Possibly.
It's in our code book.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
I don't know how to handle it, but it's in our code book. We need to decide how to handle it.
Very specific in our code book.
It's pretty vague.
Yeah. Well.
I think he's right. That's my opinion.
I think that we have to go by the code book.
So I would have liked to have
been done.
Well, I think in the future, the way we're talking about it, it would be done.
That's not the way that you live.
Well,
that's not the only way that
it doesn't say what you have to do or what you.
No, that's exactly right. It gives us the right. And we did not exercise that right. Because we had a lady in the
front. Well, didn't feel comfortable with it.
We can transfer with our approval. But
is there anything else you bring before the commission?
Well,
hearing
we
none,
vote.
Would I entertain a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
We don't have a vote.
Second, all in favor, adjourn.